Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I have Holy Spirit power. I've stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I'm a disciple of His. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past redeemed, my present makes sense, my future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, sight walking, small planning, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tame vision, worldly talking, cheap giving, and dwarf goals. I no longer need preeminence, position, promotion, applause, or popularity. I don't have to be right first, tops, recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded. I now live by faith, lean on His presence, walk by patience. I am uplifted by prayer and labor empowered. My face is set, my greatest path, my goal is heaven. My road is narrow, my way is rough. My companions are few, my God reliable, my mission is clear. I cannot be bought, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded, or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of my adversary, negotiate at the table of my enemy, or ponder at the pool of popularity.
Blog Talk Radio. Good to have you with us tonight. There we go. A couple more clicks here. And we will be 5 with you. All right. We are going live. Got a notification on there. There we go. Good evening, everybody. Good to have you with us tonight. There we go. Shares have been made. Emoticons are working. All right. Glory, hallelujah. Welcome to the most fun you ever had online.
Amen.
I was just looking for a place to hang that leg. Dan Cottle, good evening.
Hello, Dan.
Long time no sea or ocean. I have to pay attention to get that joke. That was a really good one. It's good to have you guys with us tonight. You know, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
That it is.
Had a very successful day today. And, you know, when you walk with God every day, no matter what doesn't make sense, God makes sense. And there can be a lot of things that don't make sense. But over and over again, if you'll just test him, I don't know, people don't like you saying that. But he wants to prove himself to you. Wilma Tony, hey. Evening, man.
Hello.
God wants to prove himself to you. I think I got everything set up. Maybe. There, now it is. One more message to say hello to. YouTube set up and running. Well, it's not running, but it's set up. All right, there we go. You know, I was looking today for another one of these very powerful father's jokes. From the amazingly wonderful dad joke book. And who was it that gave us one at lunch?
Oh, Donna.
Donna.
What was it? Oh, how do you know the sea is happy?
How do you know the ocean is happy? The waves.
Good one, Donnie, good one.
That's so much fun. That one's so real. Now, I got another one. If you see a robbery at an Apple store where they sell Apple phones, Apple computers, does that make you an eyewitness?
Really funny.
only if you're standing in the iPhone aisle. That's the only way are you an eyewitness. All right, it's kind of deep and philosophical from that point on. But hi, Phyllis Raymond, good to have you. Dan Cottle, Phyllis Raymond, Wilma Tony, and some other of you. Othern, kind of like Ewan's. Othern. We're going to have a good time tonight. We're going to go back and hit our focus for the year again. And get ourselves caught up to some of the things that God's been saying to us. Give you some information here. And, you know, God's doing a big thing. We just gotta walk in it, live in it, love it, and keep saying, what next? Keep, huh?
Nothing, I just was remembering that since Facebook has made my screen much better, I don't have the ability to see comments again without my editor.
It can set you up on the big screen TV.
All
right. Kathy Angaroni's with us.
Hello, hello.
Kathy, you're a blessing.
Yes, you are.
You are a blessing. So we bless you. Now, usually somebody sings when the saints come marching in.
I think that's you.
But nobody's singing yet tonight. But we could.
We could.
Good evening to you, Kathy. Oh, wait, I'm in the middle of telling these high-quality dad jokes.
Chapman's here. Hello, hello.
You guys will probably guess this one with no trouble. This is a really good one, though.
Okay, go.
What did George Washington say to his men before they crossed the Delaware?
I don't know.
It's a very patriotic question. What did George Washington say to his men before they crossed the Delaware? This is deep. He said, get into the boat.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Get in the boat.
I need that one sound effect. Wah, wah, wah. I'm going to remember that one. What did George Washington say to his men before they crossed the Delaware? Get into the boat. Okay, one more and then I'm done. All right, one more.
Oh, Becca's singing when it says go marching.
Well, I'll sing with you in just a minute, Becca. We got to sing. I was going to say bundle up. That's a good one.
That is good. Bundle up.
What is the difference between ignorance and apathy? What is the difference between ignorance and apathy? That's a good question.
It is a good question.
And it's kind of important that you figure it out. Do I have YouTube going?
Oh.
Uh-oh. No, it is going now.
Oh.
Watch it. What is the difference between ignorance and apathy? Here's the answer. I don't know and I don't care.
Yeah. There you have it.
And I think you have your answer. Well, no more ignorance and no more apathy. Not answering that one. Well, you know, it was a really nice gift that my son gave me. I think it's one of the nicest gifts I've ever received. Because
it's so perfectly you is what it is.
And back to the best one of them all, and that is, did you know that Dwayne, the name Dwayne, is in the Bible? Now, I'm saying this because I got to get Brother Dwayne's word in my mind, his name in my mind. Because it says that God said to Noah, build an ark, because Dwayne is coming. And simple reminder from last week, David was a biker. King David was a biker. He rode his triumph throughout the land. King David was a biker. Glory, hallelujah. All right, well, that's enough of that. That's enough of that. I agree 100%. Much better today. We call mom healed from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless Kathy Angaroni's mom to be healed in her body. We declare all the effects of however much radiation she received is gone and gone forever. And the blessing of the Lord is there and great strength in her body in the mighty name of Jesus. It was a good program. And if you go to YouTube, Kathy, it starts right at the beginning when Brother Dwayne is teaching. And it's really a good video. I guess I got them both trimmed that tight, don't I? My brother Jerry is home from the hospital. He is very sore, but he's doing good. Come on. In the name of Jesus, we speak over Brother Jerry.
And his lungs are clear and everything, Wilma.
Healing and health and strength in his body. And the blessing of the Lord in his life. And supernatural divine revelation of God and his blessing comes to Jerry every day in the name of Jesus. This is what we say, Lord. You restore the years that the locusts have eaten. And so in Jerry's life, we call you restored, Jerry, in your body. And cells, repair yourself. Tissues, repair yourself. Be restored in the name of Jesus to Kathy Angaroni's mom. Be restored to perfect, complete health and strength. Amen. All of your body strong because of the presence and power of God in your life. Father, we bless the community of faith, wherever they are tonight. Brother Julian, Sister Damala, Sister Vimala, we bless them. We speak life and health to Julian's body right now in the mighty name of Jesus, just like we've seen with Wilma's mom and Brother Jerry, and they say none of those words. Anyways, that other guy, Donnie Jr. And every one of you that have recovered from something throughout the last year, as we've prayed for you in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, I don't know about you, but that mirror in the background that is not centered in the picture, that really bothers me. But there's nothing I can do about it, so please don't let it bother you.
He's suffering enough for all of us.
But we're doing good. The internet's working. Everything's up and running. We're going to have a good time tonight in Jesus' mighty name. We had a good trip here. Brother Chris. Brother Chris, thank you for healing in Brother Chris's life.
Amen.
Wherever you are tonight, brother, get a hold of us, man. Get a hold of us tonight. We want a testimony. He should be moved somewhere. Yes. Yes. So, in the mighty name of Jesus, We are going to stand and make our Pledge of Allegiance and get started here tonight in Jesus' name. Where's the flag? Oh, I got the flag. Everybody hold for a minute. I'm going to have to render my honor to the flag by holding it. That's the right way.
Yes, that's good for us.
Are you ready? Here we go.
Pledge
allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now, we'll have a moment of silence as we remember those who are missing in action, those who have paid the last full measure of devotion, and those who may be wounded in their body, their spirit, their soul. It's in honor of all of those who have served throughout their lifetime. And this moment of silence will last for 21 seconds in honor of the 21 rifle volleys fired at the funeral of a fallen soldier. This moment of silence begins now. Now, if you will, join me in singing God Bless America. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountain to the prairie, to the ocean, white with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet home. There we go. Flag worked, didn't it?
It did.
In the name of Jesus. Didn't notice the mirror until I mentioned it. Sorry that if I messed up the program for the rest of you for tonight. See if I can scoot the right direction here. There we go. Now you won't see it. Let's pray like we always pray. Remember this about our prayers. Every time we come here, we come on purpose to speak the will and word of God in our lives. This is an assignment that God has given us to pray. Therefore, it's of the utmost importance that we pray it as often as we can. And, you know, I keep trying to add more to it and take some away, but you just know, wait, this is our assignment, speak it. And so what does that mean, Pastor? That means every time we speak this, we are declaring these things to come to pass in the United States of America. And if there's ever a time in our history that we needed these to come to pass in America, it is definitely now. And so we encourage you, pray these with us now. God and Father of every brave warrior down through American history, here we are again tonight. We are living in, walking in, and dwelling in your presence and your awesomeness. We bless you, Lord, tonight. You are the greatest name that could ever be named in heaven and on earth, and we bless your name tonight, Jesus. You who have given the power and the strength and the courage and the determination to every brave warrior down through American history, down through the history of the church, down through the history of the world. You have empowered men and women to stand boldly against injustice, stand boldly against wickedness, Stand boldly for righteousness, your ways, your love, your mercy, and your grace. And we, your people, stand in those places ourselves, again, right here, right now, tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, thank you that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. It matters not what this world does and says, how they come and go. Matters not. It matters not that in the day we live, everything's fast and microwave minute. It doesn't matter. We choose you and your way every single day. We choose stability. We choose righteousness. We choose to walk in faith and victory. As the Apostle Paul said, to walk with those who have proven their faith by great patience and perseverance, and have walked in faith. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you that we know that you hear this prayer we pray right now. We know you do. And we know that we have the petition that we ask of you.
Amen.
We know you've given us this assignment to declare these things. And with all the boldness and all the courage of our position in you, our place in you, our life as believers, with all of that position, we walk with you right here, right now, today, in the mighty name of Jesus. As an ambassador of the kingdom of heaven, as ministers of reconciliation, as children of the great God Jehovah, as heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus, as kings and priests unto our God, we declare right here, right now, tonight, unity in the body of Christ, unity in the fivefold ministry, unity in every part, every body part doing its part, causing growth in the body for the edifying of itself in love. We declare right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that in all of our patriotic organizations in the United States of America, there is the unity of the spirit and the bond of peace. Thank you, Father, that tonight and every night, wherever there's patriotic events that are happening around this nation, may they open them in prayer. May they begin by saying, God bless America. And may they stand in faith one with another. May those who don't even have a great even understanding of you, may they look and say, I believe in Almighty God and his ways. May their declarations bring them to you in the mighty name of Jesus. One body, one spirit, just as we're called in one hope of our calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all, who is above all and through all and in you all. May that be our motto. May that be our proclamation, our declaration of dependence upon you. You promised, Father, that when we did this, there'd be a holy anointing would come upon us, and the commanded blessing of the Lord would remain upon us. We declare it right now in the mighty name of Jesus, and we give you glory for it, Lord. We give you glory. We say that the church, the ecclesia, the body of Christ, and the United States government, and our brothers and sisters of the kingdom all over this world. Tonight, we stand together in agreement with Isaiah 33. Jesus, you are our lawgiver. You are our judge. You are our king, and we will trust in you right here, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we declare over the body of Christ, may the sheepfolds be seen as sheepfolds, and the goat herds be seen as goat herds. May the wheat be abundant, and our fields of the wheat be abundant in the kingdom of God. And may the tares be seen for tares. What a thought. May darkness be seen as dark, and light be seen as light. Phew, that's amazing. May the good politicians rise and be bold and strong, and may the bad ones be weak and fall away and disappear and never be seen of again. In the mighty name of Jesus. In America, Lord, we don't like the gray. We like the black and the white. We don't want you here if you don't want our nation. Go away and do not come back. You don't belong here. We rebuke every ism there is, and we declare right now in the mighty name of Jesus, you fail in your attempts at the United States of America to destroy us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Everybody say it with me. Good politicians stay good. And be delivered from those foolish and ignorant men. In the name of Jesus. I speak it over you. You are delivered from foolish and ignorant men. May they drop off like flies. And we just stand each day saying, I feel light because the foolish and the ignorant men have dropped away. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, protect and defend this great nation. Now, we the protectors, we the people of God, we the men and women of the United States, the sons and daughters of Lady Liberty and Uncle Sam, tonight we declare, protect and defend our Constitution of the United States of America. Amen. With the angels of the Lord that surround us and protect us and keep us safe. Thank you that there's an innumerable host of heavenly angels, warring spirits, flames of fire, ministering spirits, excuse me, protecting this great nation in the mighty name of Jesus. May every one of our protectors, the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, the Coast Guard, our Secret Service, the FBI, the Special Forces, all of our boot camps, all of our police and fire, may they produce the greatest warriors America has ever seen. And may revival start in boot camp. And revival go through the ranks of the military. And revival go through the politicians. And revival go through the police and the rescue units. And the first thing they draw will be the name of Jesus. And that name of Jesus will be seen as strong. And once again, in the United States of America. Can I get a high five? It was a quiet one, but she did it. Give Jesus a high five. Thank you, Father. We speak right now over every wounded warrior, whether in the kingdom or in the military, and our protectors. In the mighty name of Jesus. My meat is to do the will of him who sent me, is what Jesus said, and that's what we say tonight. So we say, protectors, be healed in your body tonight, in your soul and in your spirit. Trauma, we bind you. Get off of their life. In the name of Jesus. Let them see clearly. Let them see freely the things of Almighty God tonight. And may those angels of the Lord that surround them, that protect them, that keep them safe in all of their ways, may those angels manifest in their room tonight and give them great courage. We declare, and you do not die. We declare the spirit of suicide, the power of it broken, the witchcraft spirit that has sent it, we bind you in the name of Jesus, and we loose the very spirit of life and life more abundantly. Flow to our brothers and sisters. Flow to our defenders. Flow to the men and women of God who protect this nation with their words and prayer. And great peace come. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
And now, can we do the isms? They are on there? Uh-oh, trolling. Here we go. Here's our declaration to the isms. Say it with the greatest boldness and tenacity you've ever had. Like you're staring the wicked enemy right in the face, because you are. Open your eyes, well, Pat. How am I going to read if I don't have my eyes open? I got it. Just before we do this, in the words of our first general, what was it that George Washington said to his men before they crossed the Delaware? Get in the boat. Why are you laughing before we're talking to the isms? They're defeated. Here we go. We bind all the effects of the isms. It is impossible for your weakness to overcome the United States of America's righteousness, which is our strength. God said, touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. You have no right or claim or historic authority to our promised land. We are. We will not yield our weapons of protection to you. You may think we have been driven off, but we, the children of God, have returned to our God and have joined together in agreement to rebuild every wall that seems to be torn down in the realm of the spirit and in the natural. And we declare that every weapon you have formed against freedom comes back on you now. And every pit you have dug, you fall into it yourself immediately in Jesus' name. Amen. Our enemies will not invade our land, and there will be no breach in our walls. These are the walls we are building. The walls of righteousness. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. And now, the Patriot Prayer of Dedication is now pinned. Father, help us, the living, to be dedicated to the unfinished work which these fought for and so nobly advanced. Help us be dedicated to the great task that remains before us, that from these honored fallen, we take increased devotion to the cause for which they gave that last full measure of devotion. And we highly resolve that these shall not have fallen in vain, and that this nation under God is experiencing a new birth of freedom right here, right now, today. Government of the people, by the people, for the people shall not perish from this earth. Long will our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us, Lord, by thy great might, great God, our King. Forgive us of our sin, Lord, and heal our land. We seek your face. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. And amen. Sunday Geyser, we love you too. Here we go. You guys have said absolutely too many comments. Rebecca Smith, welcome. Good to have you with us. No, I just got to get caught up. Just got all the blankets washed.
We missed you too today, Rebecca.
We missed you. That's what I'm doing. I got three different, several of others I might wash and donate. Amen. You look like you're in pure Michigan. Wow. I can smell the Great Lakes from here on you guys. I love the smell of the Great Lakes, but you guys got way too many trees here. My Lord, Jesus.
Yeah, you can barely even see a good sunrise or sunset. Yeah. Everything's in the way.
Well, here we are. We are in Michigan. We came for Father's Day, be with Leanne's dad, and so I can see my son. He's here, and we had a good time. And then also while we're here, we went and checked out the tent meeting place. And worked on that today with Brother Dan. Brother Dan had been doing some work on that. And so, you know, we got a good word on it. Is everybody ready for the great unveiling? Should we unveil it or not? Should we have a big party to unveil it or just say it? Are you sure? All right, now I have permission to just say it. Well, it wasn't from her. But, so we're going to talk about that tonight, and I'll kind of paint that whole picture as we go. And it was interesting because we started the day out riding around, and I'm like, Lord, we want to do what you want us to do, but make sure we know. And Dan took us to a park where we could have the tent meeting. And they literally drove a truck right in front of the car, right in front of the windshield that said tents. And they were coming to pick up a tent that was put up in the park. So it's like, all right, there's no other way to get it, but this is supposed to happen.
And we got to see a tent set up so we know how big it is.
So, you know, here's the revelation of it. God's doing something here. And you can't ever go wrong in making sure who you're hearing the voice. And then we made some contacts today, made some things happen, drove around, saw some stuff. And so we're going to be dealing with that tonight. And thank you all for your faith and your prayers, because that's the most absolute important to get this thing accomplished. Because this is not a natural event. Anybody can put up a tent. Anybody can put in a sound system. Anybody can put some chairs in there and put a piano and get somebody to play it. That's a natural process. But now will you have the presence of Almighty God show up? Well, that happens because you walk in his way and do what he says to do. And that's a good thing. If you were not able to be a part of Saturday night with us, we encourage you to do that with Brother Dwayne. Byerly, he did a fantastic job of showing us the United States of America in end time prophecy, and it opened up a bunch more questions to me since Saturday night, as my spirit man has continually been working on that, because we're looking at it saying, what are you doing, Lord? And think that the assignment of the United States of America is still going after we leave here and are raptured.
Yeah.
A soaring eagle. Now, not the casino in Mount Pleasant. The soaring eagle he has prepared. I thought maybe I could just grab it, show it to you. I think that's Revelation 12. There it is, 12:14. But the woman. Everybody go there. Revelation 12:14. I got to get it underlined because it's not underlined yet. Revelation 12:14. But the woman was given two wings of a great eagle that she might fly into the wilderness to her place, where she is nourished for a time and times and a half a time from the presence of the serpent. And that's where they say that's the United States in prophecy during the tribulation. Now, I don't know about you, but that's pretty cool to see. Because America has always stood with Israel and has always been her friend down through the ages since she was reestablished. Even in the middle of the dumbest presidents that were trying to turn their back and forcing them to make decisions against Israel. You and I, this is what we got to remember. No matter what the goofball in the White House does, you and I, we the people, can stand with Israel, and there's nothing that the White House can do to stop it. Because this nation belongs to you and me, not to them guys in Washington. So I don't care what your governor says. Doesn't matter what the president says. Doesn't matter what your senators say. If they are out of order and you and I stand in faith with this word, they're going to have to change. Because, well, that's the thing. They'll change or God will ice them. Which means they'll fall down and get hurt on the ice. But that's a very interesting verse that really, 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 there's a lot of thought into that. And I hope you're thinking it with me. You have a question. I was always told it was a sin or wrong to mark in your Bible.
It's a very good thing to address because a lot of people believe that. I grew up believing that it was like a sacred thing that you didn't.
Well, you know, here's the answer to that question. Baptists are weird people. Well, that's just, and it's not just Baptist. That's just a joke that Leanne and I have because she grew up Baptist. All right. Nobody be offended by that. Thank God for the Baptist. Because John was the Baptist and he was the first Baptist.
Amen.
And he was a good one.
He was. He baptized our Jesus.
He baptized our Jesus. Yes, he did. Now, there's two thoughts on it. Some people say you would never make a mark in your Bible because it's so holy. Well, if your Bible's so holy you can't mark in it, then don't carry it around because your fingers are dirty. Right? Don't sit it on the stand because they'll get dumped. Put it inside a piece of plastic, Ziploc it, and don't ever touch it. So what that ends up making it is so holy you can't do anything with it. So if instead you make it your map, your life book, your hope of heaven, you make this, the word Bible in an acrostic is basic instructions before leaving earth. You make this the scroll that's, they read the scrolls. And so therefore, when you make this personal to you, by highlighting or underlining or making, I mean, mine's a serious study book. Most people that would use my Bible would be like, what in the world was he trying to do there? It's got circles and stars and lines and squares. But to me, and everybody's different, I'm not going to tell you, you have to be like me. I was raised a freelance Christian. Not quite sure what that is, but that's okay. Here's the thing. You do what you want to do. To me, this is my guide to getting to heaven. And what's that? The old classic statement that says, a well-worn Bible. No, let's see. I'm missing it. It's not a dad joke, so I'm missing it. But you can see mine. I got notes and I got all kinds of stuff in there because it's going to be my lesson book that I carry with me everywhere I go. And I literally carry my Bible everywhere I go because I don't want to ever be without it. Not that I feel like I can't live without having my Bible with me, but I just like it with me. This is the living word of Almighty God. I want it in my hand. I want it by my side. I want it on the dash of the car. I want the word of God with me everywhere I go. So everybody has their own thing. We ain't going to call nobody right or wrong. I like Rebecca's statement. I think it's nice when your Bible looks real worn out. You know, I got my grandma's Bible at home and I got my dad's Bible at home. One of them. And, you know what's important to me about those Bibles? Is what they wrote in them.
Yeah.
You know why? Because that lets me know what they were thinking and what they were dealing with. Yeah. And that helps me to see who my dad and my grandma, whoever else's Bible I have. I mean, think about your Bible app you have. There will never be a day where somebody will say, oh, look, we found Dad's iPhone. Right? But they will say someday about my Bible, oh, wow, look at this is Dad's Bible. Why? Because my Bible has the history of me in it. My notes. My battles. My victories. That's why I like this one. Because it's got a great concordance in the back. Show you. It's got a great concordance and a car wash schedule. Get rid of that. Then it's got the maps. And then you go way back in the back. And you got a whole bunch of papers. But in this one in the back, you've got some empty pages that I can write on. And I can take notes on. Now, what do those pages give me the ability to do? Those pages give me the ability to, wherever I carry my Bible, it gives me the ability to have all my comments and notes with me. Oh, I got 6 pages in the front of it, too. This one's even got more pages than the other one. And so that's why I'm marking my Bible. Now, like I said, we would never say to somebody, you have to mark in your Bible. But if you have one that's too holy to mark in, I would recommend you get one like mine because this one's not too holy. And what ends up happening is that is we worship the book and not the God that's inside of it.
Amen.
And we can't do that. We should have great respect for the word of God. But make that book come alive in Jesus' mighty name. Well, I don't like losing the Bible. That ain't no good there. Too much history in it. Too much proof of who God is to you and what he's trying to get accomplished. I love history. Now, it is 9 o'clock here in Eastern Standard Time.
Wow.
The time change thing is it.
Yes.
Sister Leanne is not sitting in front of me tonight, so I'm going to have to keep looking at her. Because I've been too used to looking that way. And getting the nods of approval or the look of, what did you just say? So she's never been one to throw things, and I don't have anything close to her to throw except pillows, so we're in good shape.
It's got blue on it over there.
Oh, I see what it is. So let's get into the Word of God for tonight, because
no.
Let's get into the Word of God for tonight. Everybody ready? Where did my notes go? There it is. I'm going to go... excuse me. I'm going to go clear back to the beginning of the year. And I'm going to start out with our theme for this year, because the Bible says to be careful not to let these things slip. And so let's go to Second Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9 through 11. Second Corinthians 8. Again. Second Corinthians 8, 9 through 11. I'm not being quiet on purpose. I'm just being quiet. Actually, I was being quiet on purpose. All right. I have really good notes. Did you take my notes? You didn't. All right. Yeah. Well, you know how wives are. Sometimes they hide stuff to see if we actually look for them. Here we go.
And sometimes you just lose them.
Very interesting. Second Corinthians. That's just really weird. Second Corinthians, chapter 8, verses 9 to 11. Make our confession like we do. Say it with me. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I believe what it says.
I am what it says I am.
I go do what it tells me to do. Today I will be taught the Word of God. And it is changing my life. Because that's what it's designed to do. I receive it as a seed that is producing a hundredfold and more in my life, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen and amen and amen and amen. Now, here we go. Let's read this together. Isn't that something? Woo! That is just something. There it is. Glory be to God. I found it. There we go. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you, through his poverty, might become rich. And in this I give advice. It is to your advantage not only to be doing what you began and were desiring to do a year ago. That's an interesting verse, isn't it? But now also must complete the doing of it. That as there was a readiness to desire it, so there also may be a completion out of what you have. For if there is first a willing mind, it is accepted according to what one has and not according to what he does not have. And that's another interesting statement that Paul's just looking at us saying, listen, if your heart's ready, then get busy and make it happen. And what you have will be more than enough, and you will find that God will give you great abundance. 2021, the year of faith, finances, fun, and Father's fathomless love. That's a powerful statement, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, I think it's just wonderful. I think you should think it's wonderful too.
We do.
Now, at the beginning of the year, God was speaking to us and giving us great instruction about what to do and how to do it. And, you know, one of the interesting things that God always does with me is he throws that verse of scripture in there that says, I am doing a new thing. Even now, it will spring forth. You will know it. So I want you to turn to there with me. Isaiah chapter 43, verses 18 and 19. Now, this is one of those important verses that you should live by every day. Isaiah 43, 18 and 19. Now, listen to this statement. This is powerful. Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I do a new thing. Even now, it will spring forth. Will you know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beast of the field will honor me, the jackals and the ostriches. I give water in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. This people I have formed for myself, they shall declare my praise. Now, when you think about what he was saying there about rivers in the wilderness, he was talking about water coming out of the rock with the children of Israel. What's that mean? In places of your life where you need water, where you may not have water, and it may seem dry and arid and barren, God is promising you that in this year, he's going to do a new thing. Now, here's the cool thing about our theme for the whole year. The year of faith, finances, fun, and Father's fathomless love. What does that mean, Pastor? Well, it means this. It means that no matter what you're going to face this year, the Father wants it to be a year of faith, where you speak to the mountain to be removed, and it is removed. And he wants it to be a year of finances, where your finances are stabilized, solidified, grown, developed, established, and prospered. And then in your faith and finances, have fun.
Amen.
Look how much fun we're having this year right here on the program. Fun. And then, Father's fathomless God wants this to be one of the greatest years you've ever seen. And January 3rd, he said to us, a tsunami of my blessing. Prove me now in this. I will open the windows of heaven to you and pour you out a blessing that there is not room enough to receive. I am speaking a tsunami of God's blessing over you over and over. On January the 1st, was it December 31st? Anyways, whatever night it was, God spoke. I think it was January 1st. That night, God spoke prophetically to us and gave us a prophetic utterance that lasted for about 15 minutes. And it was, I am blessing you. There is no lack. Do not live in lack this year. Hey, hey, from Texas, Brother Alfonso. Welcome, man. Good to have you with us tonight, bro. Mighty man of God. Now, think about this. So God's statement to you and I for this year is the year of faith, the year of finances, the year of fun, and of learning Father's fathomless love. Now, let's think about that statement automatically as soon as we make that declaration. As soon as we make that declaration, we have now got us up. An assignment to live in that. I almost said that other thought process, but I didn't say it. Did you see me catch it?
Yeah.
Well, here's what you're going to learn to do this year. You're going to learn to walk in faith. You're going to learn to be focused on your finance and be a good steward. You're going to have fun in the whole process, and you're going to see God's love greater than you've ever seen it throughout your whole life. You know, when you think about God and he says, I'm going to do a new thing. How many want God to do a new thing? Signify Amen. By raising your right hand. All in favor, say aye. Well, I lost my hand raising. What happened? Fathom Melosi. That's good. Signify by raising your right hand. I want God to do a new thing. But I want you to see in that set of verses right there what God said about doing a new thing. If he's going to do a new thing in your life, you and I got to let go of the old stuff that we're holding on to that's
yes.
holding us down.
Yes. Yeah,
he cannot move us into the new if we got a hold of the old yeah. and not letting go. You might think, well, Pastor, what is it I'm holding on to? Well, who knows? But let go of it. Here's the thing you got to always look at. The only process that will ever hinder you is the thoughts you're thinking. It's the only thing that can hinder you. Because no man can stop you. And no demon can stop you. Jesus already destroyed them. And no other man can stop your life from coming together. Nobody can. How can somebody else stop your life? They can't pray your prayers. They can't read your Bible for you. They can't tithe on your money. They can't sow seed. They can't love somebody else for you. Nobody else can stop you. I had some people once that did me really wrong, and I told you guys a story about the guy that wrote 4,000 emails against me in one email. Mm-hmm. 4,000 of them. Yeah. Well, watch. When I call Pastor, I'm like, what do I do with this? He goes, they can't stop you. They can't stop you. He said, can those emails stop you from loving people? I'm like, well, no. I said, Pastor, I live by this statement. I don't care whether you love me. You can't stop me from loving you. He goes, there's the answer right there. So in order to go to the new, what do you got to do? You got to let go of the old. Now, that don't mean divorce everybody in your life. All right. That isn't what it means. It means let go of the thinking processes. Actually, immature or petty or just human that you was always raised with, let them go, because he's going to keep dinging you saying, let go of that. Let go of that. You know, you get that one look. I've learned that look from other people's face. I don't know how to make it myself.
Oh, yes, you do.
Oh, I do. Well, I want a suddenly and a new thing from God. Amen. Me too. I do too. Wait, as much as I'm in a new thing I've never seen in my whole life, as much as that is true, I want a new thing. So I rewrote verse 18, Isaiah 43:18. I wrote my name in there. Sam, do not remember the former things. What does that mean? Things that bind you, things that hold you down. Don't consider the ways of your childhood. My goodness, you've grown so far since your childhood. And if you haven't, well, would you hurry up and grow then? And just say it every day, Lord, do a new thing in me. Well, let's look at this verse. It's not in my notes, but that's okay. Still a good verse. This one's led by the Holy Spirit of God. Revelation. Chapter 3, verse 7 and 8. To the angel of the church in Philadelphia, write these words. These things says he who is holy, who is true, who has the key of David. Look at this. He who opens and no man closes. And he who closes and no man opens. I know your works. Look at this verse. See, I have set before you an open door which no man can shut. What's your open door this year? 2021, the year of faith, finances, fun, fathers, fathomless love. I have set before you an open door no man can shut. I like that. Because when Jesus said, I've opened it and no man closes it, guess what? They ain't. You want to say it with me? They ain't no man. They ain't no man closing. Amen, Rebecca. I agree with you. May every seed you've sown throughout your lifetime produce a harvest for you right now, this year, and that great abundance come to you in every part of your life.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. And people say, oh, Pastor, God's not about money. God's just about holiness. No, he's about every part of your life. Amen. 3 John verse 2. 3 John verse 2. Watch this. Here's how some of you are going to see your life change right now. Watch these verses. Beloved, I wish, 3 John verse 2. Just checking my ears to see if I'm talking loud enough. That was an attempt at a bad dad joke, and it was really bad. It just crashed. Did you see that? Crashed and burned. But it's okay. 3 John verse 2. I wish above all things, beloved, that you prosper and be in health as your soul prospers. I'll break that verse down real simple. Beloved means you're a Christian, a believer. And then John said, I wish above all things, or I pray that you may prosper financially, that you may be in health physically, as your soul prospers. What's your soul? Your mind, your will, and your emotions. What did God just cover by the Holy Spirit in one verse? Your spirit, your soul, your body, and everything around you being prospered and being blessed by God. I want you to think about it one more time. The very Holy Spirit of God who came to live on the inside of Jesus, who anointed Jesus, lives on the inside of you. And that means that Holy Spirit life is in here, coming out here. And that's going to manifest into every part of your life. If you and I can keep our mouth right and we don't destroy our own harvest by what we're saying, God's going to bring us a big harvest.
Amen. Hallelujah.
He's bringing us a really big harvest. Now, 1 Peter. Nope. That's a good one, but don't go there. 2 Peter. You knew that's where I was going. You should have said something. 2 Peter 1, and we're going to go verses 2, 3, 4. That'll do it. Look at this. 2 Peter 1, verse 2. Grace and peace be multiplied to you. Watch this. In the knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord, grace and peace be multiplied. Verse 3. As his divine power. Where is that divine power? In us. His divine power has the name Holy Spirit. As his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain to life, you living on this earth, and godliness. So God's divine power by the word of God is bringing to you everything you need for life, your daily living here. Like Sister Rebecca said, it costs a lot of money to live anymore. We were on our way here, and two value meals at Burger King, the one time we stopped, was $26.
Yeah.
Two value meals was $26.
What's the value?
At Burger, yeah, where's the value? We could have ate at a steakhouse. Maybe that would have cost us 80.
Probably.
Anyways, his divine power is bringing to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. That's why you got to be in the body where he puts you and then stick to it, because in that body comes all the life and all the force you need and all the understanding. You think about what we got here. We got more understanding here than most people get in a year, in 1 month. And I love it. And I love it. His divine power has given unto us everything that pertains to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us. Look at verse 4. By which that divine power has given unto us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you might become partakers of the divine nature, life and godliness. You got everything you need to buy a phone, buy a computer, buy a car, buy a house, and he said he's going to give us houses. How many of you just soon have God give you a house?
It's just two of us.
One Leanne and one Sam. Oh, and we fed little ripples over there.
Oh, yeah,
too.
Ripple, yeah.
Well, that's true. We did buy him some. But it was still outrageous.
But still, yeah.
Who wants to go to Burger King and spend $26?
A fast food value meal.
You ready? Here we go. In these exceeding great and precious promises that you may be able to become partakers of his divine nature. Now watch this. His divine nature is living on the inside of us right now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Everybody just stop for a minute. Say this.
No weapon
that is formed against us can prosper. Say this with me. I bind every force of religion and the spirit of religion. It is broken from my life. Make it personal. It's broken from my life. I will not be bound
by any spirit of confusion
or spirit of religion. You don't have any power over my life another day. In Jesus' mighty name. I. That's good. But what I want you to see is at the beginning of the year, he said, I'm going to do a new thing. Even now it's springing forth, and you will know it. Well, since the beginning of the year, God's given us a deeper revelation of his righteousness and a deeper revelation of the ministry of reconciliation. Those were two very powerful events on this program that you and I have entered into. So automatically, he's leading us in by revelation to this place where he wants us to be. As his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Now go back to 1 Peter chapter 3. No, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse number 3 and 4. Say it with me. Thank God for all the revelation I have this year. The number one thing you will always learn from Samuel J. Cottle is to walk with God. To walk with God. To walk with God. Because as you walk with him, you'll begin to hear his voice. You'll begin to see him moving in every part of your life. And you'll begin to see this word manifesting in your daily life. And you'll be like, man, I ain't never seen anything like this in all my life. And the longer you stay, the more you stay focused, the greater all of life becomes. First Peter 1, 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Not just hopey, wishy, mighty, hope, believing and knowing, and that reassurance that runs deep inside your soul that God is doing this. Look at verse 4. To an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you. Well, it's not reserved for you to have over there. It's reserved in heaven for you to have right here. That inheritance is for you and I to use right here on this earth to do the work of our family. Well, what is the work of our family? The work of our family is the work of God, because God is our Father. You think about today, if you think about it. We'll use the Gates family. Nah, let's not use it. Let's use the Peter Daniels family. billionaires. Don't let that number do anything to you except show you how many zeros there are. That's all. But I want you to see this. What does a person who is an heir of one of those rich families do every day that they live? They find a way to be benevolent to someone in society because that makes them look good, right? And they find a way to grow the family business. Now, the kingdom of God is not a business, but it is an inheritance that fades away and that does not fade away and is incorruptible. Now watch it. What do you and I do every day to increase our family's business? He that winneth souls is wise, and he gathers fruit to eternal life and receives wages. I need to have that verse on the end of my tongue because that's a good verse for everybody to see right now, and I don't have it. It's search that up. Receives wages. Where did Jesus say they receive wages? Seems like it's in like Matthew when he's sending out the 12. But watch this. What's the point of what you're saying? Well, every day we do things for God, not so that it makes us look good, but we do things to take care of the poor, the needy, the widow, and those who need help.
Receive wages.
Right.
Yeah, 436.
John 4:36. I would have put that over in Luke, where I would have put it. Not sure why I didn't know what the Holy Spirit was doing when he put it over there. What verse?
John 4:36.
All right. Oh, yeah, this is the woman at the well. Yeah. Let's go 34. And let's go down to 37, 38. John 4. 34 through 38. Thank you, Wilma, for the verses and Phyllis Raymond and Rebecca Smith and Becca Chapman's for your amen, Sunday Geyser for your amens. All y'all that I can't see, I don't have my comments up where I can see them tonight, so I'm not getting all of them, but we bless you in Jesus' mighty name. Verse 34, look at this. Jesus said to them, my meat or my food is to do the work, the will of him who sent me, and to finish his work. Do not say there are still 4 months, and then comes the harvest. Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at the fields, for they are already white for harvest. Jesus is not talking about a wheat field, right? He wasn't talking to the disciples to get a corn sickle or a scythe and go harvest that wheat field. He's talking about the souls of men. But look at what it says. 36. And he who reaps receives wages and gathers fruit for eternal life, that both he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together. For in this is the saying, one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap that for which you have not labored. Others have labored, and you have entered into their labors. I'll just, right here tonight. Sister Wilma has been to many churches in her life. Well, I don't know how many churches you've been to, but let me say that differently. Wilma has been in church an abundance of her life. We're reaping the benefit of it. They sowed, we're reaping, and now she's sowing here again, and so we're sowing. Isn't that cool how that works? I've been a part of how many different churches? And you guys are reaping the benefit of that. See how that works? Mm-hmm. And Jesus said, you're entering into somebody else's work. But I want you to see that it's not just the souls that we reap, even though that's our focus. But he said, I'm going to take care of you. And he who reaps is going to receive wages and gather fruit to eternal life. Romans chapter 8. This is an interesting way to get to where we're going tonight. Romans chapter 8, verse 14. Somebody shout, I love the word.
I love the word.
Amen. That's good. That's good, Becca. Thank God for that. Thank God. And every chance you get to get more, get it and bring it to the kingdom. And then help us preach the gospel. You know, it's like this tent meeting. Tent meeting is going to cost money. That's got to come from somewhere. It's a good opportunity to sow into the kingdom of God. And watch the kingdom produce a hundredfold return. Romans chapter 8, look at this. 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Say it. I'm led by the Spirit of God, and that is my proof that I'm a child of God. Now, I can tell I got some opposition. Pray this with me again. I bind in the name of Jesus the spirit of religion and the spirit of confusion. You can't function here. Say it with me. The same spirit. His name is Holy Spirit. That raised Jesus from the dead. Lives inside my mortal body. Giving me life.
No weapon
that is formed against us can prosper.
No. Amen.
Every tongue has to be condemned in the name of Jesus Christ.
Every tongue that rises against us is condemned.
Romans 8, 14. The Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. 15. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. You have been adopted into the family of God. 16. The Spirit, that's the Holy Spirit, himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Don't miss verse 17. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Jesus. When you think about what he said to us at the beginning of the year of faith, finances, fun, Father's fathomless love. Faith, speaking to the mountain to be removed until it is. Get you a faith project. Get one with us. And speak to that thing until it moves. Speak to this tent meeting situation, tent of meeting, and call it done in the name of Jesus. Declare with us, thy will be done in this tent of meeting as it is in heaven. Why? It's your inheritance. And it cannot fade away. We love you, Kathy Angaroni. God bless you. And God bless your mom. And God bless all y'all's family. God bless Joey with healing, completely healed.
Amen.
And Bella.
Delivered.
And Kathy, and we bless you. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, I want you to see this. Why would he say finances to us on day one? Unless he wants finances to come to us. To cause us to be able to go and do the work. Now, I've not received many offerings for many things at all. I've just said, God's doing the work. You sow as God shows you to sow. Sow here as God shows you to sow here. And God's going to do his work. But the day's coming when we're going to say, hey, this is what we're doing. If you want to partner with us, then you can join in and partner with us. And the work will get done. Here's what this verse is showing us, these verses that I've just led us to. God has got more than enough stored up in heaven, and it's a greater amount than you've ever seen or thought you might ever be able to have. But I want you to see this. He wants you and I to live above broke. He wants us to live above debt. Owe no man anything but love. As a matter of fact, in the covenant in Deuteronomy 28, he wants you and I to be the lender and not the borrower. Now, that means all your credit cards paid. That means anything you got financed paid. Wait, that means so much in the bank we can lend it. Well, Pastor, that ain't right. Oh, I know it ain't right. God don't put money in the church for it to sit in an account. He puts it there to go preach the gospel. Amen. And change people's lives. Amen. I look at our equipment that we have here that we need, and we're ready for an upgrade to the next level up of professionalism and quality so that our stream can continually come. We're looking at needing to hire some people. We need it. We really need to have somebody hired that would get paid to do the work of the ministry with us all day long. You know, we're not going to overwork you, but from like 6 in the morning till midnight. So, but the idea is that's where the ministry is going to. And there's that much stuff that's going on that needs to be taken care of. We actually need to have somebody hired. Well, by the time you hire somebody and you pay them like everything that has to go on now, that's going to cost you $75,000 just to have an employee.
And hallelujah, that will be awesome.
And if you got that extra 75, you know, send it on over. Put it in that Zelle thing and send it on over, and we'll hire somebody. We got a lot of somebodies we'd hire. But the point I'm making is I'm not taking an offering. Do I sound like I'm taking an offering? Just a little?
A little.
All right. No, I'm not taking an offering. And I don't like that word take. I like receive. Thank you, Wilma. That is Deuteronomy. I want to get that exact verse to you. Deuteronomy 28, I think it's 13. Actually, it's 12. 12 and 13. Deuteronomy 28, 12 and 13. Well, why are you saying that, Pastor? Well, because we become more and more effective as we fine-tune everything we have. We become more and more effective as we make everything excellent. We become more and more effective as our discipleship process grows and expands, and we fine-tune it so that as soon as somebody comes in, we can hand them this discipleship packet, and bam, they're right there. And they're standing in faith right alongside of us. Well, that takes a serious amount of time to get done. And there's only so many hours in a day that Sister Leanne and I can do the work. And we just need more people. So there's the need of $75,000 right there. Just by the time you pay the insurance and pay their wages and pay the income tax and pay the Social Security, do all that nonsense, all the good stuff you got to do. And as the boss, I'm going to pay somebody good to come and do the work.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
Working for the Father, you work for the Father, you get paid like the Father. So anyways, the point I'm showing you tonight is at the beginning of the year, the Father said, faith, finances, fun, and his fathomless love. That's a pretty cool statement. Mm-hmm. And then he said, a tsunami of my blessing. There is no lack. Prove me now in this. Now, let's talk about the tenth meeting. And tomorrow night, we're going to spend the whole night on the tenth meeting. But I wanted to lay this other out because of what God's doing to us throughout this year. This has been an amazing year. And everywhere we go, we see God doing marvelous things in and with and through us. And so the night that he said 10 of meeting, all across America that night, great men of God were announcing they were doing 10 meetings. And we were just having fun that night talking, and we was like, wouldn't it be cool if we could do a 10 meeting? Well, at the very same time, Dutch Sheets was recording his 10 meeting broadcast. And on the Victory Channel, whatever that program, Flashpoint or whatever, they were talking about 10 meetings. And when the program hung up, I'm like, well, I don't know if I should have said that or not. And then we turned on the Giving 15, and it's like, oh, my goodness, look at there. Dutch Sheets talking about it. And I turned on, well, I didn't. Somebody said it to me, the Flashpoint for that night. And they're talking Mario Murillo and another guy out in the East Coast doing tent meetings at the same time, masses of people coming. And I'm like, well, maybe you're telling me the truth, but you got to give me an infallible proof. And bam, just like one came. And then I said, you got to give me another one. And bam, there was another one. And I'm like, all right, so I need one more. Because I'm not playing a game. If I live in North Dakota, and I'm coming to Michigan to do a tent meeting, this is a serious issue. So, bam, there was a third one, just like that. Now, my next statement was, where's the city and when's the date? And I need an infallible proof on this. Well, it was like a day later, somebody, I forget the first one. I could go find it in my notes. We'll just bless notes for tonight, okay? We bless you, notes. We bless you to arise to the top of the notepad. Did I say that sarcastically? Did I? I didn't mean to say that sarcastic. Then somebody sends me. So I hear the word Flint, and I'm like, oh, I don't want to go to Flint. Jesus, Lord have mercy. Who wants to do a tent meeting in Flint? Yes, sir, I'll do that. And I said, well, you're going to have to give me some kind of a infallible proof on that. And the next day, somebody from Flint calls, talks about how people love God. I'm like, oh, my. And so we just began to pray. But I'm not, as you guys can tell, I've been a long time saying the name Flint, because when as soon as you say that, now you got to go to war. And I prayed for a period of time, and I'm like, Lord, I got to have something else to show me. And Brother Dan Connell sent me a video of T.L. Osborne. In the video, T.L. Osborne said, my first crusade was in Flint, Michigan. I'm like, okay, all right. Now I got a man who's been in heaven for 10 years, preaching probably in 2005, telling a story about 1950, and he's using the word Flint. I'm like, isn't that something? And this is what he said. And we got 85,000 people saved. There's some really huge number. It was just amazing. So I began to say, well, all right, how are you going to do things in Flint? What are you wanting us to do? How in the world do you know what to do? Turn with me to Exodus, and I'll show you this. Exodus. It'd be really nice if I had my notes. But it's okay.
You're doing okay, right?
It doesn't matter. Exodus. Chapter. Oh, 17, is that what it is? The tent of meeting? No. 19. Somebody help me find it. Lord Jesus, where's my notes? This is starting it, really.
33.
Thank you.
11.
Exodus 33, 7 through 11. There you go. Keep trying to put it in chapter 17, it just ain't there. Now, this is when God commanded him to leave Sinai and move on. And verse number 7, Moses took his tent and pitched it outside the camp, far from the camp, and called it the Tabernacle of Meeting. And it came to pass that everyone who sought the Lord went out of the Tabernacle of Meeting, which was outside the camp. So it was whenever Moses went out to the tabernacle that all the people rose. Each man stood at his tent door and watched Moses until he had gone into the tabernacle. Came to pass when Moses entered the tabernacle that the pillar of cloud descended and stood at the door of the tabernacle, and the Lord talked with Moses. And all the people saw the pillar of cloud standing at the tabernacle door. All the people rose and worshiped, each man at his door. So the Lord spoke to Moses face to face, as a man speaks to his friend. And he would return to the camp, but his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, did not depart from the tabernacle. Obviously, he would look at Moses and say, sir, is it all right if I stay tonight? I see you're going back. And Moses would say, yeah, stay as long as you want. And Joshua would stay in the presence of God. Well, this is what he said, to call it a tent of meeting, not a tent meeting revival. Now, I don't know how many of you have been to a tent meeting before. I have. I put one on. But it was a tent meeting revival. It was for that purpose. But the purpose that God has been speaking to us and what he wants us to be doing here is setting up a place outside of the city. The purpose is to minister to the people of Flint, but he wants to set it up outside the city. And people will come out of the city to the tent of meeting, and there the presence of God will be. Not seeking a speaker, not seeking a singer with their accordion and their songs they sing, but seeking the presence of God. The presence of God will manifest very strong, and people's lives will be changed. Different people have seen different things. I've seen us receiving communion and people just falling out with the communion elements right in their hand from the presence of God being so strong. You might be like, well, Pastor, how can you be so confident? Well, number one, I've tested this over and over and over with God, saying that I need an infallible proof, an infallible proof, an infallible proof. And he has continually done it all the way up till this afternoon, today, when he drove that tent truck right in front of the, right. I mean, when you think of everything that God put in place for that day, today, to happen, you can't doubt it. You cannot doubt it. We're literally sitting there having made the statement, "Lord, show us what to do," and the truck literally, Brother Dan's parked, and the truck drives within 3 feet of his vehicle. I'm like, somebody get a picture of that truck. That's important. So now we're in the process of establishing that and the place where it'll be and the date. Now, this is what we know. We know God wants it to be a tent of meeting where his presence comes. And like it says here, the people would go out. Anyone who was seeking the Lord would come there for the purpose of seeking the Lord. How long will it last, Pastor? I don't know that yet. I've tried to get that from God, and I don't know. But let me say it differently. I'm not going to say I don't know. I'm going to say he is showing us. Amen? So what do? We seek his face and say, Lord, show me how to be a part. Show me what I can do. Pastor, here I am. Help me know something to do. That's why up till today, my statement to you about it is, I need your prayers. I didn't even know how to tell you to pray, except thy will be done on this earth as it is in heaven, according to your holy word. And then what happens? Then God gets involved, and he does it, and it gets bigger and better and grander and greater. And standing there today, we saw more than we had seen. It was interesting because I kept seeing a specific piece of land in my heart, my mind, my spirit. And Brother Dan went and looked the other day, and that's one of the places he went to. Well, what is that? That's confirmation from God Almighty. And that's why you got to learn to live in those confirmations of the Lord. We're not Gideon putting out a fleece. We're saying, yes, sir, I receive that. Now, I want you to show it to me in an infallible proof in front of my face. And he will, just like that. But see, the Holy Spirit leads you specifically and tells you what to do. And then we'll give you confirmations of exactly what it is. You don't let the confirmation be your lead. You let the Holy Spirit lead you, and you say, yes, sir, I'll do it. Now confirm your word with signs following. Mark chapter 16, verse 22. So, this is my initial statement. It is going to be in, we don't have the exact location, but probably toward, down to the, in the area of Flushing. But we had so many confirmations today of what God was doing. It's exciting to see God putting something together. Here's the revelation. The tent truck was there, so we got a phone number. I don't know that we'll ever even need it. The tent company. Somebody else may have a tent. That truck was, for the most part, an infallible proof to all three of us sitting there going, well, all right then. But I didn't see it by myself. All of us saw it and said, would you look at that right there? Well, what about the worship team? I don't know. We're just going to do what God gives us to do. This is what I say. Thy will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. Now, I have a prayer. I want us to pray. Let me just copy and paste this for a minute. Almost there. Give me a second. Oh my, don't hit that button. There it is. All right. So pray this prayer with me. Did you get it? I did.
Okay.
Yep. All right. Everybody pray this prayer with me. And I would ask you to pray this every day, however often you want to, over the tent meeting. All right? It's a declaration. You ready? I want everybody to pray it together.
Yeah.
You have it in your phone on that, on the declaration of the notes.
Oh.
Did that make sense what I just said? Yeah. So I'm pretty excited. I hope you're excited. I don't even really know what to tell you to think, except watch out. God's getting ready to do something.
Amen.
Are we ready now?
Yeah.
All right. Pray this together with us. We pray this prayer today as children of Almighty God, as the body of Christ, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, by the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Don't mind us if we just add extra words more than what we pray. It's okay. Now, you see my name and Leanne's there. You put your name in there. We, Samuel and Leanne, and the community of faith declare, flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. Thank you that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. We receive your guidance through every day of ministry that believers' lives will be changed forever by your revelation through training and discipleship, and that glory and honor may be brought to your kingdom through our influence in our assignment. In Jesus' name, amen. Matthew 9:35-38.
You
are sending us to Flint to strengthen the church and help the wandering find their way to you, Jesus, the great shepherd. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them because they were weary and scattered, like sheep having no shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, the harvest is truly
plentiful,
but the laborers are few. Therefore we pray, Lord of the harvest, send us out as laborers into this harvest field. Jesus, you said, I will build my ecclesia, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Speak the ecclesia in Flint is established greater now. Thank you. 2 Corinthians 9:13-15. Thank you, Lord, for the exceeding grace of God in us. While through the proof of this ministry, they glorify God for the obedience of our confession to the gospel of Christ, and for our liberal sharing with them and all men, and by their prayer for us, who long for us because of the exceeding grace of God in us, Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift in us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I ask you now, copy and paste it if you can. If that doesn't work for you and you'd like us to send a copy to your messenger or your email, please send it and we'll get that done. And I probably will end up putting it. That's what I should do.
Would that end up?
Yeah.
Oh.
Matter of fact, what I'm going to do is right now while I'm still talking to you, oh, do not do that. That would be a really bad move right there. But you can do this because that would be a good move. So while I'm talking to you right now, what I'm going to do, that's weird. Is I'm going to go over here and add it to the messenger thread so that everybody will have a copy of it right in their messenger, in the tent meeting thread. All right, there it is. Now, all of you have it in your in the tent meeting worship thread line, and that is our prayer and our confession.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Dan. We saw a handicapped man today at the park, and he looked like he had Down syndrome. And a lady was praying for him, and we were right in the middle of the program, or we would have got out and prayed for him. Let's pray for him now. Father, in the name of Jesus, right now, right now. Beyond any human limitation that our mind would try to, we speak boldly this sacrifice of praise that says glory and honor to your name, Jesus. You alone are worthy because your name is above every name, high above. So, Down syndrome, submit to the word of Almighty God right now. We don't know this man's name. He walked across our path today. And we declare in the mighty name of Jesus right now, right here, today, he's completely made whole because we stand in the gap. We make up the hedge. And we are standing between heaven and hell for this family in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. We declare if there's any sins that's been committed, they are remitted now of who you are, God our Father. Now comes to this man today in the name of Jesus. Amen. Lord, every one of us have somebody we're praying for right now. And in the mighty name of Jesus, we declare the breakthrough answer for them right now. And it manifests in complete and total health and healing in their body, in their soul, and in their spirit. And we declare it now in Jesus' mighty name. By your stripes, Jesus, we speak this man's made whole.
Amen.
And wholeness comes to Joey. And wholeness comes to Brenton. And wow. Sunday and Chris's. Dane. Joey. And Brenton. Wow.
Amanda.
Left that book at home. Don't do that ever again. We speak life to these people, Jesus, and life more abundantly. And we're excited that we being here and them being there, you do the work. In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Dan. Appreciate it. Amen, Becca, as long as he wants to do it. That's my deal. The tent of meeting, Moses sent that up, set that up, because God said to move, and the people said, we're not moving. And God said, Moses, get out of the way. I'm going to strike every one of them. I'll start a new nation with you. And Moses, like, oh, that's not a good idea. Can I please put up a tabernacle and you come talk to me, Lord? Because that's not a good idea. Here's the revelation. We're walking with him. We're doing what he shows us. And you watch how this thing just falls into place.
Yeah.
Falls into place. In Jesus' mighty name.
Jesus' mighty name.
Well, that's all I got for tonight. It's a good start. We'll be back tomorrow night and talk some more about it. And we're just going to keep, we're going to enter in now. It's going to be gold now. Because we know where we're going. Sunday, Geyser, bless you. All right, Melissa Thorsby's uncle passed.
Oh.
So the family needs prayer. Father, Mary Pastorex with us. Bless you, Mary. Father, we pray for these relatives, this uncle, and her dad and her aunt, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. None of us, Lord. None of us want to see our loved ones cross over to the other side. Even though we know where most of them are going, they're going to be with you. That separation, we don't like it. And so many have experienced that this year right here that we know. And yet, Lord, you're the same. We know they're on the other side with you, rejoicing. Your words to us that says, sorrow not. Don't even know how that works, but we claim it because you said it. And we declare you turn their mourning into dancing. We don't know how, but we call it done. And you turn your sorrow, the sorrow into joy, because the Holy Spirit of God is on the inside of them. Not joy that they're gone. The joy of the Lord as our strength. We give you glory for it. Make every detail come together. Bless every person that's going to be a part of it. Bless our sister Melissa. Great healing in her body. Courage and strength in her soul. And the blessing of the Lord. It makes rich and adds no sorrow with it. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you, Lord, for wisdom. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for the understanding that you're moving in our lives. And you want to bless us abundantly to do your work. And so now, we just trust in you. We trust in you. The path laid out before us will be very plain. May every text, may every email, may everything we do cause great growth and development in our lives and in our families. Lord, thank you. That we have an assignment of some form to bring a difference and a change to Flint. We pray this in Jesus' mighty name. We pray this according to your holy word. Power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. And amen. Well, let's get ready and we'll receive communion. The new covenant worship. And we'll be done here. Amen. Thank you, Mary. Pastor Rick, thank you, Rebecca Smith, for praying so willingly, so often. You guys are just wonderful people. All you are just wonderful people. Wow, we got a whole bunch of people. Sister Leanne is trying to be me. Wonderful family. You are a wonderful family. Thank you. Here we go. 2 Corinthians chapter, no, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 through 28, and then verse 31. All right. For I received from the Lord that which I deliver to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. And when he blessed it, he broke it, and he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Often as you drink it in remembrance of me. And then he said, as often as you eat this bread, and as often as you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death, his redemptive work, until he comes. Verse 31, 28, let a man examine himself. And so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we might have boldness in the day of judgment. Why? Because as he is, don't you just love that statement? As you are, Jesus, so am I. He's the head, and I'm the body. You're the body. So are we in this world. Perfect love casts out fear and the torment that goes with it. Glory be to the Lamb of God. Glory be to the Lamb of God. You know, it's one of the first things God said to me as we began to do the communion every night. And then he said, do it twice. One of the first things he said is there's no fear in this. Get the fear out. Do not make people afraid to receive communion. There's no reason to be afraid of the very thing that's your answer. His broken body and his blood shed. Yeah, but Pastor, what if somebody comes here and they take it for the wrong reason? If you come to this program, you're not going to be here for the wrong reason. Because you won't stay. Because you either want the truth, because that's what we live by, or you're going to go away because the truth here is going to confront you and cause you to have to change. So people are... We don't have to preach to a bunch of wicked people. People that are here love God and want God.
Yes. Amen.
That's you. And I thank you for it. You ready? Let's say the prayer of salvation, the prayer of rededication, the prayer of hallelujahification. I don't know if that's a big word, but I believe it. Let's pray. Father, say this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life.
I know I need you in my life.
In every area.
In every area.
Open up wide to you. And say, I receive you now. Because I believe in you, Jesus.
Because I believe in you.
You are the door and I enter in now.
You are the door and I enter in now.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
And according to John chapter 1.
And according to John chapter 1.
You make me a child of God.
You make me a child of God.
And I receive it.
And I receive it now.
Take all your sins and make a big sin ball. And then cast it into the sea of his forgetfulness. Now reach your hands out and say, I receive all of your righteousness.
I receive all of your righteousness,
Jesus. Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
And there's no stain of sin left.
And there's no stain of sin left.
Hallelujah. I am clean before you, Lord. Wow. Pray this, fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful
life
as a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Well, if that was the first time you prayed that prayer, welcome to the family of God. This is what we look like. This is who we are. When you join the kingdom of God, once you come in the kingdom of God, you have to wear a Harley Davidson shirt. Not really, but anyways. Felicia Eicher.
Hello.
Good to have you, young lady. We love you. We pray for you and your family. Say this with me. No. It's my turn to preach. Stop trying to preach when I'm preaching. You went from darkness to light in one prayer. You went from fear to faith in one prayer. You went from your sin, which nobody ever had the ability to win. You went from that sin to Jesus' righteousness, which obliterates all the sin of your life. One prayer. And then Father said, adopt them into the family. Make them an heir of God and a joint heir of Jesus. All of that in this one prayer. Now, I got 10 verses I want to give you that are foundation verses to study, to learn, to meditate, to memorize and meditate and study and learn and read them 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 until they get down deep inside your soul. They're the foundation verses that says you're a new creation. Old things have passed away. All things become new. I want to email them to you so you can get studying. And you send me an email, I send you one. Listen to this. If you send me an email and you don't get a reply within about 2 days, make sure that email got through. I got an email from one of you today that was 5 days old. I got it today. I rebuke that in Jesus' name. So, if you send me one and you don't get a response, you click send again and say, hey, Pastor. Wait, be like the yodelers. Yodeler, Pastor, are you over there? So that I can get it back because we want to be a blessing to you. Ask me questions. Ask a question of doctrine, of church. Well, no matter. We want to be a blessing to you, and we will be that to you in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Felicia. Same to you and James. You know, I usually am really good at sending out Father's Day messages, but yesterday was 1,300 miles, about 4 hours of sleep, and I was just... Right. I will send all of you fathers. Father's Day. Here we go. Let's receive our elements. Just jabbering. I still need more sleep. Thank you for loving me. Here we go. Pray this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I bless these elements.
I bless these elements.
For this time of communion with you.
Jesus,
you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my
you were bruised. For my iniquity. The chastisement. For my peace is upon you, Lord, and by your stripes
I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body. In my mind, my will, and my emotions, nothing missing, nothing broken. Every joint supplying in my body. From your broken body, Jesus.
From your broken body.
In the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ in my
and
community.
Right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's receive his broken body together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you endured the cross, shame, and the Father set you at his right hand, and you called it joy. We receive it. Now we lift up the cup of blessing, the blood of Jesus. I'm sure I don't have any bad words showing here. That's don't like that. I don't. I'm just making sure. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have reconciliation. With you, my Father.
With you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin. Has been placed in remission.
Has been placed in remission.
In my life. I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
And behold, all things have become new.
And I thank you for it.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every plague. Has to pass over my life. And cannot be on me or my family. And must respond to my words of faith. By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly to the throne room of grace.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus. And the word of my testimony.
I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus.
The accuser of the brethren.
Is cast down forever.
It's already done.
And there's no more condemnation.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white. And I will always be.
The glorious church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish. When you come for me. In Jesus' name. Let's receive it just again. Hallelujah. Let's sing our song. The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary. The blood that gives me strength from day today, it will never lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. That gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. Hallelujah. Thank you for being our friends. Thank you for being our family.
Thank you. Love you guys.
I need sleep. I can tell I need sleep.
Yeah.
Amen. Mary, Pastor Rick, we love you. Thank you for being a part. Everybody, make sure you grab that prayer. Remember, I posted it over there in the community, in the tent thread, and. So it'll be there. So you can pray that with us every day. Bless you. Thank you, Wilma. Thank you, Mary. Thank you, Felicia. Rebecca Smith, Sister Phyllis K. Raymond. Thank you, Brother Dan. Thank you for your help today.
Yes, thank you, Dan.
Sunday Geyser, those of you that we didn't get a chance to see tonight, because for whatever reason your name didn't pop up, we bless you tonight, wherever you may be. Right here in the United States of America, around the world. Oh, look at there.
This angel is here.
Angel.
Hello, angel.
Julian and Mamala is
here. Mamala, God bless you.
We love you guys.
Love you guys. We do.
We love you. Thank you for your friendship. Brother Alfonso Vargas, bless you, sir. It's a couple times you come now. I appreciate that. I'm honored to have a man of your stature with us. Serious about that, sir. Call you blessed in Jesus' mighty name. All righty. Think that's it. Well, that's all right. Brother Julian, we understand. Everybody's got to do their life. And we're just glad you can be here whenever
yeah,
you can. Please get here when you can. Serious. Mary Fernandez, the same thing to you. What's our sister's name, Schmidt? Glad to have you. God bless you. We want to see you. Make sure you're with us. Pray for our friends around the world, guys. And some of them are facing stuff we're not facing here in America. And it looks like all the doors are open as of tomorrow. Michigan is open again.
Hallelujah.
Wide open. No mask. All the signs got to come down. All the lying politicians going to... Well, I won't say that. And we're not sure how much longer we're going to be here in Michigan right now this time, but thank you for your prayers for us, and we really appreciate it. God's moving. He's doing a mighty big thing in our life right
yes.
Now I declare the sleep of the righteous is blessed. That's what my verses are tonight. The accuser of the brethren is cast down, so when you fall asleep, there'll be zero condemnation and zero fear. Peaceful sleep, promised in the Word of God in Jesus' name, comes to you. Because we meditate in the Word of God, your thoughts and your imaginations as you sleep will be peaceful. Jesus, our shepherd, restores our soul while we sleep. He makes us to lie down in green pastures by the still waters, and he restores our soul. While we sleep, our hearts counsel us and reveal purpose to us in our life. We lie down in peace and safety, and the angels of the Lord surround us and protect us and keep us safe in all of our ways. As soon as our eyes open, we'll be speaking your word and seeking your face, because we know you reward those who diligently seek you. We love the rewards of you, our Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Are you guys blessed? I bet I beat you all to sleep. Because I'm going out fast.
You right. Might be there now, actually.
See you tomorrow for prayer, right here on this same channel, same time, same station. As Sister Rebecca says, be here or be square. Till we see you again, that's what we say.
We
love
you.
And God loves
you.
And Jesus is Lord.